reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus departed there and came to his native place, accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What kind of wisdom has been given him? What mighty deeds are wrought by his hands? Is he not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? Aren't those his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his native place and among his own kin and in his own house." So he was not able to perform any mighty deed there, apart from curing a few sick people by laying his hands on them. He was amazed at their lack of faith. The Gospel of the Lord. It happens all the time. A person can be a genius in his or her field, but for some reason, when we show up in our hometown, we're just John and Jane Doe. The fame and the achievements, the degrees and the important posts in the worlds of business and academia don't seem to mean much at all. And you know what? That's probably a good thing. Coming back home helps to level the playing field again. It's no longer the World Series or Broadway. It's just home, where most of our secrets are public knowledge anyways. Well, Jesus experienced something kind of like that in today's gospel. He's back in his native village. He stands up in the synagogue to share a bit of the wisdom he had picked up on his journeys. And as you might guess, the local folks weren't too impressed. They remember Jesus when he was a kid who never really learned to play ball with the others. He was a bit clumsy. Though he did seem to have a pretty bright mind, a creative kind of guy. A bit on the introverted side, perhaps. Well, you can probably guess what happened. A few of his old buddies made some out loud comments that the others just happened to overhear. There were mutterings and a few people who cleared their throats, clearly disagreeing with what Jesus was saying that day in the synagogue. What's interesting, though, is that Jesus didn't fight back or try to defend his ideas. He just stood there in a respectful, nonviolent kind of way. Could it be that Jesus knew that truth isn't something that one imposes on others, nor is truth something that one defends with a sword or an army? Truth simply is, and it seems as if Jesus knew that in the depths of his heart. He seems to have acknowledged that he hadn't made a great impact on this return visit to Nazareth. Maybe next time. He doesn't get angry. He doesn't call down a curse. He's a wandering preacher, and all he can do is share the word, scatter the seed, point toward the truth. The rest is God's work, God's grace, God's gift. Maybe we need to ask ourselves from time to time if we're okay with just being worker bees in the fields of God's garden. Being a follower of Jesus isn't headline news, after all. It's daily bread and shared word. It's coming back home and just being another pilgrim on the way. The rest is God's work. Seeds sown, fruits harvested. A world that glimpses God in green, ordinary time.